Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. Today is March the 23rd, 2014, Sunday. And we're here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. And as you can hear in the background, this is the theme music from The Breakfast Club. Today we are going to talk about breakfast. Yes, breakfast. Eggs, bacon, sausage, hash browns. Just the works. We're going to talk about breakfast here in America, the trends, what's going on, and that's our topic today. You know what I mean? I mean, you can have breakfast in the morning, in the afternoon. I've even had breakfast for dinner a couple of times. I tried it one time when I was in Conyers, so I was staying with a friend, and basically they came out and they started cooking dumplings and gravy and eggs. For dinner, I was just like, what's going on? And I ended up liking it. So, listen, this is a early in the morning. Just start your day off. You got to have a healthy breakfast. And listen to some of the trends. One of the trends that we ran across the farmers in the Midwest, what they're doing. They're doing something where it's called Breakfast on the Farm. And what's going on? Just to show different people in the area, you get to learn about what's happening on the farm as far as your milk. And thousands of people show up to have breakfast on the farm. They have it mainly in the Midwest, in Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan. And I know many farms that we are not even aware they have this. Breakfast on the Farm. And, we're just going to play a little bit about what goes on. But again, welcome to our show. Relax and listen to our topics about some breakfast, some good breakfast. You know. All right. Welcome. Welcome back to The Flavor. We're here on Flavor Living Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Now, as we were talking on the subject, we're talking about breakfast. Yes, the early morning, get your day started, breakfast. And I was talking about breakfast. We were talking about breakfast on a farm. They just had one, really, Saturday morning in Marion, Ohio, in the Tri-River area. More than 300 people showed up, 1,000 people showed up. They paid less than $1. They got to have sausage, pancakes, and eggs. And this is their 18th year of having this event there in Central Ohio. But they have this everywhere. Michigan State, they have an extended program. They have it there in their farms there in Lansing, Michigan, and Wisconsin. So we're just going to hear a little bit about what happens during the breakfast on the farm.
Hi, I'm Nancy Thalen, an MSU Extension Educator for Ag Literacy, and I have the privilege of working with the Breakfast on the Farm programs across the state of Michigan. This is our fifth year for doing Breakfast on the Farm. They started in 2009. Since then, we've had over 40,000 participants. This event here today at the Reed Farm is our 22nd event. The whole purpose of Breakfast on the Farm is to give our non-farm consumers an opportunity to learn about modern agriculture and how technology is used in producing the food that they enjoy.
My name is Jim Reed. We're hosting the Breakfast on the Farm this year. And as you can see behind me, we've got a very good response. We started planning this about 5 months ago, and it exceeded our expectations.
So we planned for 3,000 to 4,000. We fed probably 3,000, we're guessing. But yesterday we prepped out 9,000 sausages, and we got a few left, but we used a lot of them. And we did, maybe 7,000 pancakes today so far.
The crowd is fantastic. The lines down the road, I've said I haven't waited this long for breakfast or walked this far in quite a while.
This event is really showcasing agriculture in 2013. We want to show the public how their dairy products are produced at the farm level. What are some of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis to provide our consumers with a wholesome dairy product?
This actually is the milking part. My part here today is to help educate people who come in and have any questions about how the cows are milked and explain the system to them.
And we're here today just to explain the health aspects of dairy cattle, especially here on the dairy farm today. It's our goal to have a healthy animal so that she will produce as much milk as possible for the efficiency and profitability of the dairy farmers.
So we're handing out booties. One of the easiest ways for folks to transfer pathogens and other pests and things is through their shoes, of course, where we're walking through the areas. When they finish the tour today, we're going to ask them to deposit their booties in some bioreceptacles when we're all done, and so that's one way to check. We're really important for us to keep not only the people healthy, but also keep the animals and the farm here from being contaminated in either direction.
We're excited to be here. We heard that there was going to be some special event that MFU and the community got involved in with Farm Bureau, and we're amazed at the professionalism that's out here. I couldn't believe it. From the very beginning, the way they parked us to just the whole event.
I'm here basically to explain what a cow eats, the nutrition that she has to stay healthy, produce the highest quality milk that she possibly can. And I love Breakfast on the Farm because it brings dairy farming to the public, and it just lets us explain why we do what we do.
We want to show that these cows are very comfortable, that they're being well taken care of, well fed. They're in, they got comfortable places to lay down, and that we are doing our best to show the public that we are taking very good care of these cows, that they're living a very comfortable life.
And the staff here have been pleasant. Everyone seems genuinely excited to be here. And obviously, it makes us excited to be here. And so I am having the time of my life. I love the baby calves and the big calves. There's things I didn't even know. We're talking about whether or not pork is really good for you or not. And that's something that's always been a debate within my family, whether or not it's good to eat pork or not. So this has just been educational. My children are having a fantastic time, and this is a memory I think will last a long time because I'm taking lots and lots of pictures.
This particular piece to show the kids was like milk the milk cow. Now they use, there's one set up a couple stations down that is mechanical, but this one just shows you how to do it by hand and just gives the kids something to play with. And it's just a great tool to teach kids more about what happens on the farm.
I'm here today working in the calf barn area, informing people why the calves are kept separately to help prevent the spread of germs. It's important to me because I've been involved in 4-H since I was 9, so it's just kind of educating the public.
I'm walking the calf around for the kids to take pictures with them and pet them.
Good morning, my name is Jim Domagowski. I have a farm in Columbus Township, and I'm just helping people demonstrate what some of this machinery does and what it can do and can't do, and the size of it, its capacities, the horsepowers, and also the cost.
We're just here to promote soybeans in Michigan and to share with people, the public, about how soy is in everything in their daily life, and they don't really know that.
We are here today to come see the cows and learn about them and learn about how they milk them and just have a really good breakfast on the farm.
It's just a great day for people to learn about dairy farming and agriculture in general. So it's very impressive.
As the folks, when they leave today, they will hopefully leave knowing that farmers care about their animals, they care about the environment, and they care about producing a safe, wholesome food product.
We're back. That was our segment. I know they're having those events for the Breakfast on the Farm. They're in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio. So, and if you just check around online, you'll see in your area where they're having the nearest one, you know. So, look, we're moving on to our show. And did you know that Taco Bell, they sent out 1,000 breakfast phones. Yes, yes, they did. They sent out 1,000 phones scattered in America. So you may have received one in the mail with FedEx or UPS. If you opened up, there was a secret breakfast mission. When the phone rang, these phones would ring. You pick up the phone, and there was a secret breakfast mission from the phones. Yes, because they're starting a new breakfast menu at Taco Bell's. I know they're testing it out in California. Really, it's really about to open up soon, where Taco Bell's going to have breakfast in the morning. And listen, you guys like road trips. I like road trips. We ran into two people that they went on a road trip, and they tested out. Yeah, we found them. Maybe I'm thinking they got the secret breakfast phone, and they got a call. They got a call to go to Taco Bell to try out their new breakfast menu. And listen to this road trip. This is a good road trip. You got to hear this one.
Your pal Steve here is about to embark on a very amazing journey. Thank you very much. Okay, so basically Taco Bell is releasing a brand new food item. It's top secret. They're testing it out. It's called the breakfast. It's called the breakfast waffle taco. And I'm dying to get my fat hands on it. There's some heavy construction happening. You know what? Man, the best time, the absolute best time to do construction on a road or a major freeway is on like a Saturday morning. Well, you know what? Maybe it is. It's better than like a weekday during rush hour or something. So join me on this adventure where I will go and seek out the secret breakfast waffle taco from Taco Bell. And I'm not doing it alone. No sir, audience. No sir, my fans. No sir, people. No sir, good audience members and people that are watching this. I'm doing it with a friend of mine whom I have known for years, a man who's close to my heart. He was the best man at my wedding, a very, very funny man, a very awesome man, a close-man to me. His name is Blake, and I'm about to pick him up. You know, my Taco Bell, my local Taco Bell where I live, they used to serve breakfast. I know what you're thinking. Taco Bell, breakfast? What? But think about it. It makes so much sense. Breakfast burritos? Who doesn't love a breakfast burrito? One day, I pull up to the Taco Bell drive-thru, and what do I see? I see a sign that says, starting on blank date, we will no longer be serving breakfast at this location. And my heart broke. What I'm trying to say is that I love that breakfast, and I'm learning a lot of self-control here, all right? And as Americans, we need to learn self-control. That's all there is to it. We can still enjoy places like Taco Bell. I still, every once in a while, will imbibe in the delicious BP Crunch Taco or a large Baja Blast or a loaded potato griller because it's delicious. But I don't do it all the time. Also, I have to add, the clock is ticking, ladies and gentlemen. The clock is ticking. Taco Bell stops serving breakfast at 11 a.m. It is currently 8:45 a.m. This adventure is important to me. This journey is... It could be... My whole life could have been built up for this moment. That's probably stupid. That doesn't make any sense. That's the stupidest thing I've ever said. The clock is ticking. I've got to get there. I'm going 900 miles per hour. I've got my pal Blake in the car. Blake, how are you, my friend? You take it.
All right.
We got the...
Okay.
Before we get to the meat and potatoes of this, pun intended, huh? I want to ask you about breakfast.
What do you want to know about breakfast?
Let me ask you, first of all, when did you first fall in love with breakfast?
It was yesterday, actually. I fell in love with breakfast.
Isn't that true?
When you called me and said, hey, we're going to have breakfast.
I love breakfast. You forgot about breakfast.
I love breakfast.
Is it hard to get breakfast wrong?
Yes.
Right?
What?
Is it hard to get it wrong?
Right. What do you think of when I say Baja Blast?
I think it's delicious. Do you like Baja Blast?
Yeah.
Dude.
Baja Blast.
Baja Blast.
Just say it.
Baja Blast.
Isn't that fun?
Hold on, you say it first.
Baja Blast.
Baja Blast.
First meal, Taco Bell.
Baja Blast. This is the Science Center, Taco Bell Discovery Center. You know what I'm talking about?
The Taco Bell Discovery Center.
Look, they have like a little deep dish pizza.
Oh, God, you almost killed us.
Look at that deep dish pizza. All right, hold on. We've got to do something.
Keep your eye on the prize.
Hold on. I know. I'm sorry. I'm just excited. Guys, we made it. Hold on. This something really amazing needs to happen before
we
go.
How many times are you going
to
say hold on to?
Hold on. Here we go. Right here, babies. Right here, my babies. Look. Look. Here it is. Served until 11 a.m., limited time only, the new waffle taco. Blake, we did it. We made it.
We sure did. I got a problem with this, though.
What's that?
Look at this. Look at this.
This looks great, right?
Yeah.
Get this out of
there.
Look at this big jug of syrup
it comes with. Syrup.
I hope it's like this. I hope it's like this size.
Bro, 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
2 hours to get this waffle taco, and you guys came right in time.
You have time? Okay, all right. Well, let's get two, then. Sure. And then, what do you want to drink? Do you want a Mountain Dew AM? Have you had it? It has orange juice in it. All right, let's get two Mountain Dew AM.
How excited he
is. I'm so excited. Look, I have a hamburger wallet. I'm a food guy. Blake, we traveled a far distance. And what we have right here in these two little foil blankets, like little sleeping babies.
Yeah. Delicious sleeping babies.
Yeah, with syrup. And what we're going to do is we're going to open up and unveil the Taco Bell waffle, the breakfast waffle taco.
Is it like fortune cookies? You do this?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. There we go. I noticed, first of all, without even opening it, it's a little small.
But here's the deal. Some great things come in small packets.
That's true. That's what my wife says to me. All right, so let's get a smell of this.
Wow.
All right.
I feel like I need to stretch out a little
I'm
bit.
I'm nervous. Should we stretch our handies? Let's stretch our handies. A toast to an amazing journey, good friends, fun, lifetimes, angels, and hugs, and a toast to the breakfast waffle taco from Taco Bell. All right, so here, I'm taking it out of the package here.
What's your, now here, let me ask you, what's your trick to this?
I'm gonna go just like ham. This is gonna be kind of messy though. Isn't it going to be kind of messy? It's going to be messy, I already know. Wow, you get a lot of syrup here. I'm already dripping. Alright, ready, Blake?
Hold on.
To good friends, to love.
To toasting 5 times before we eat something.
Who invented this?
Can we meet the guy that invented this? You think we can actually meet that guy?
I think we need to meet this guy. We need to go to the company and meet
this guy. I want to shake this guy's hand. Can we arrange that to happen?
I want to toast to this guy in front of him ridiculously. Like
can we toast
here.
Like 3 or 4 times?
Yeah.
What do I do? I take my little tailgate here, my little engine.
Yeah. You back in?
It was for you ladies.
The waffle is buttery. It's crispy. It doesn't taste like a frozen Eggo waffle. There isn't a bacon one, which I'm surprised.
Well,
there isn't
a
bacon
one. This is the test. it all determines what you guys think of it. Let's take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Let's make this thing popular.
Yeah.
Get it out there, see what you think about it.
Yeah,
and who knows? Possibilities are endless.
That's the thing. We really need to spread the word on this thing and how delicious it is, because I'd like to have a bacon one. I'd like to have one with country gravy.
Yeah.
This might be too much, but instead of sour cream, like a little dollop of like honey butter.
Yeah. And here's the next thing, too, is you take it to the next level. Is let's say you're not a big fan of the maple syrup. Maybe you can do boysenberry syrup.
Oh.
Maybe you can do apple syrups. Maybe you can do apple syrup.
There you go. See, that's the thing, too. You got little bits in there. You got a little egg bit. And look, you got an egg bit in there.
Not anymore.
Long live breakfast.
I don't want to have to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours in traffic to eat this delicious... Do I have soup? All right. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on this journey, on this adventure. I'd like to thank Blake for coming along with me.
I'm sorry I'm so quiet right now, but I'm so concerned with the drive home. I don't want to die.
Also,
that was our last meal.
Hold on. Let's do a toast, a final toast. To Taco Bell, to mixing orange juice and soda. By the way, that guy that worked in there, Curtis, he was amazing.
To Curtis.
To Curtis.
And to the waffle taco breakfast sandwich. What is it?
The breakfast waffle taco. Let's go get two more. Don't show him that.
Well, that was a secret breakfast mission from Taco Bell. If you're one of the thousand, you just heard a mission right there. That was in California. Just heard a... That was a cool mission. But listen, we'll be back. We got to hear from our sponsor, ABC Tickets, and see what they have to say, because they support our show on Flavor Living Radio. And we'll be back. We'll be back with more about breakfast.
Yes, I would like to thank ABC Tickets for sponsoring Flavor Living Radio. If you are wanting sports, theater, or concert tickets. And by the way, the baseball season opener is on March the 30th. And so any type of events you're looking for as far as food festivals, go to ABC Tickets. If you go to our website, www.flavorliving.com, and you look at you hit the button and say our sponsors, and you'll see ABC, click there for ABC Tickets, and they have free shipping. Free shipping. So if you get any type of tickets from now to the end of summer, free shipping. Back to our show.
Well, well, here we are. I want to congratulate you for being on time.
Excuse me, sir. I think there's been a mistake. I know it's detention, but I don't think I belong in here.
It is now 7:06. You have exactly 8 hours and 54 minutes to think about why you're here, to ponder the error of your ways. And you may not talk. You will not move from these seats. And you will not sleep. All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today. We are going to write an essay of no less than 1,000 words describing to me who you think you are.
Is it a test?
And when I say essay, I mean essay. I do not mean a single word repeated 1,000 times. Is that clear, Mr. Bender?
Crystal.
Good. Maybe you'll learn a little something about yourself. Maybe you'll even decide whether or not you care to return.
You know, I can answer that right now, sir. You know, that'd be no for me.
Sit down, Johnson.
Thank you.
Well, that was our Breakfast Club show. We made sure we brought the breakfast trends that's going on in the United States. As far as a breakfast on the farm in the Midwest, most of the Midwest. And we brought you on March 27th, Taco Bell's coming out with breakfast. So I know there's going to be lines inside Taco Bell and drive-thru. And listen, thanks for listening to Flavor of the Living Radio. And have a good weekend, good week. Make sure, drive safe, and eat well. And tune in next week for more of Food Trends and the Flavor.
Cooking restaurants and recipes with the best.